Well, hello everyone. As I've promised, I'm going to continue my little series here. Last week we looked at Spielberg. The week before we looked at rock versus hip hop. The week before that we looked at jazz. Today I'm going to be talking about Princess Leia, and most importantly, the biggest lies that you've been told about her. What is the biggest lie told about Princess Leia? Well, of course, that she's a force for good, that she's a force for justice, that she's actually like a role model. None of these things are true. She is an agent of chaos, an agent of disorder, who absolutely disrupted something wonderful and good that was created by the hero of the Star Wars saga, Emperor Palpatine. Now, if you're new to this channel, I have done previous videos on this. In defense of Emperor Palpatine about 5, 6 years ago. More recently, the real meaning of the Star Wars Disney sequels, Yoda's shocking mismanagement of the Jedi Order. Maybe if people really enjoy this one, I can put them all together in one big video to make the ultimate case, really, for Palpatine. But today I want to focus on Leia. I think Princess Leia gets a free ride where this is concerned. And today I'm going to be really taking her to task. And I really think that until people internalize what I'm saying in this video, no aspect of the culture war can be won. So before I get going, I'll just remind people, pick up the Trivium today. Other courses are available, of course, not least Foundations of Shakespeare. Buy it now. But let's get back to Star Wars. So, what is the problem with Leia? Well, I laid it out in this tweet here a couple of weeks back. I said, Leia embodied the decadent progressivism that caused the Republic such stagnation. Palpatine was a hero who brought purpose to the galaxy. Leia, out of petty revenge for the justified strike on Alderaan, wrecked that order, destroyed the family unit, and built nothing of value. Let's not forget, okay, that the reason that the Empire came about in the first place was because the old Republic, the Republic that we see in the prequel films, was decadent, it was bureaucratic, it was creaking, it was sterile, it had no sense of higher purpose or heroism. It was corrupt. They'd indulged in too much credit money. The Jedi had lost touch with their spiritual higher purpose and the great work. They had degenerated basically into what we might call late stage civilization. So an Odinic figure that needed to kind of cause a big change came to the fore. That figure was Emperor Palpatine, of course, who gave people order and purpose. Okay. Now, the justified strike on Alderaan, as I've talked about in some of those previous videos, was, okay, admittedly a very difficult call from Grand Moff Tarkin. Okay. But consider it this way. Think of today where you have the American Empire and then you have the Houthi rebels in the Middle East causing all sorts of problems. Okay. Well, Alderaan was basically in the overall scheme, in the context of the entire empire, something like the Houthis. Okay. Now, if the US Empire had something like the Death Star, they could take the Houthis out. And that is what Grand Moff Tarkin did. Let's not forget that Alderaan was dedicated basically to fostering rebellion against the Empire. Okay, it was a node of subversion and therefore needed to be taken out. And as I worked out in previous videos, as a proportion of the entire population of the entire galaxy, it works out as something like 0.0005% of the entire population. So already it's the equivalent of, if it was Britain, for example, it's the equivalent of the British government taking out a small hide hole in a little village somewhere. Okay, it's really not all that. Okay, but this is always in Jedi propaganda pushed as being this massive kind of crime that the Empire did. Okay, it was justified. And Leia, if we have a look at what she does subsequently in the Star Wars films, she brings down, she successfully, with the help of her friends, brings down the glorious empire of Palpatine, and in its place fails to build anything, okay? And their failure to build anything of worth whatsoever brings about the First Order. Also, she can't keep her marriage together with Han Solo. She fails as a mother to Kylo Ren, who goes, as any young man would, to find meaning and purpose, drawn to Vader, back to the Emperor, ultimately. Okay, there was Snoke and various other machinations, but ultimately, he knows that the sort of life, the sort of order, disorder, if you want, the chaos, the progressive non-values of Leia cannot actually give meaning and purpose to somebody like him. If we have a look at the difference of being, for example, an ace fighter, okay, imagine you're living under the Empire, under Palpatine and Vader, okay? On the one hand, you get order, you get structure, you get clear purpose, you get a chance for heroism, you get advancement, you have sacrifice. On the other hand, okay, as we see in the sequel films, under the auspices of Leia, who is the top of the command chain there, you get your balls crushed by a suffocating gynocracy. Okay, look at what happens to Poe in the sequel movies. He doesn't have a chance to become that true hero because it's crushed from under him. Oh, you know, if you have a look at Vader, imagine you're serving under Vader. Go on, be your best self. You can do it. You can achieve it. You know, with me, we can conquer whole galaxies. You can have adventure. You can be a man. Versus the Leia command structure. No, you're taking too many risks. You're not complying with health and safety protocols. Compliance is more important than initiative. I mean, look at the figure behind the Dern character here, the old purple hair herself. Look at his face. Okay, he knows that he's in a situation where he is not being allowed to flourish and self-actualize. Whereas if you were serving under Vader there, you can bet your bottom dollar that every single one of those stormtroopers is having the absolute time of their life in a boy's own adventure. Okay. So as we come back to the question of Leia and the sort of value she represents, she actually represents a stifling environment, lacking moral purpose, lacking structure, lacking heroism. Okay, and even castrating the ability for people to truly be heroes. And that is, and we actually see it in the sequel films. When Luke is kind of chugging on that milk and he throws the lightsaber behind him, that is the actual consequence of the values of the Jedis and of the rebels, okay? It's weak. It cannot sustain itself against the frankly superior values of Palpatine. Okay, Palpatine doesn't give up like that, even after being thrown down a shaft in Return of the Jedi. He actually just doesn't give up. He clones himself and he comes back again and he comes back again. Even as a corpse, he has more will to power, has more vitality, you could say, than Luke Skywalker, and indeed than Leia. So, yes, it's very important that you come to understand the, how can I put this? It's like George Lucas had some understanding, right, of all of this when he wrote these films. But he had to frame it in a kind of boomer liberal mindset. So a lot of the things that you see in Star Wars are actually back to front or arse backwards. But if you have a look at the entire saga in the cold light of day, it's obvious that Palpatine and the order that he brings are actually much better than the rebels, okay? Because the rebels don't have it. They're like a bunch of hippies, basically, taking a, you know, the rebels are literally, you know, in the 60s when hippies took over like mansions and You know, they built those communes and everything went to pot, basically. Everything literally went to pot. That is the rebels, okay? They can only destroy. Palpatine builds, rebels destroy. Palpatine brings order, rebels bring disorder. Palpatine is justice, and Leia is chaos. All right. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency, everyone, and I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.